whatever in that, sorry.
All right, so I'm standing at the top of Appleton Tower, looking over the Bosco tent, where the queue is growing nicely. And I am with Jenna, who is the NSDF award-winning playwright of Your Fragrant Phantom. I will get that right one time. as well as Susie, the director. So this is the story of F. Scott Fitzgerald, but more importantly, his wife Zelda, who I definitely know from the Woody Allen film Midnight in Paris.
Yeah, she makes a few cameos everywhere. But yes, this is a different take on her and their story. There's two literary camps. One that says that Scott stifled Zelda and she had all this creative flair and he took her diaries, and the very famous line, "She was a beautiful little fool," from The Great Gatsby, is apparently what Zelda said straight away after she gave birth, and he plagiarised that. So there's this camp of people that think that he's this horrible, awful man who stifled her, and then there's the other camp who think that she was this manic force that ruined him, drove him to drink, and meant that his star never shone as brightly as it could in the literary world.
And what first brought you to the story?
Well, I was really interested in Zelda, really. I read a lot of Scott's novels and I knew the autobiographical nature of it and how interesting it could be to twist what is true about your own life and what isn't. And so Zelda, I was really interested in. She's a strong woman from the 1920s. Scott described her as the first and last flapper. And yeah, she was out there dancing with the best of them, writing, painting, dancing, and generally making a name for herself and her husband. And I was very interested in her backstory of where she went to, the kind of forgotten muse.
So, Susie, what's it like working with strong women? Are you generally in favour, or would you rather they were a bit more flexible?
Well, it's always fun when we're in technical rehearsals when Jenna just says no, and then I have to work out how to make it better. But yeah, we have a good dynamic, and it's good fun being a female company. We're called White Slate Theatre. We both try to find different aspects of the female character that we like to explore. So yeah, it's good.
And this show is, it's premiering in Edinburgh?
It is, but we've been to the National Student Drama Festival, but this is its first big premiere. It's a two-hander that lasts for just an hour, and it explores their life from 1918 till 1940, when Scott tragically loses his life to alcoholism, and it charts different memories throughout that time.
And the company formed when?
Company formed this time last year in 2013 with a graduate theatre company at the University of Kent, a position we hold until next year. And yes, we are a writer-director pair who are looking at language and interesting females and creating new work.
And where's the production going from here?
Susie?
Hang on.
If I point the microphone at you, you have to answer the question.
She's the brains. I'm just a beauty. I can say that because they can't see me.
Well, maybe you're Pinky.
Oh, maybe I am.
So we're using Edinburgh as a platform. We'd love to be able to tour the show. It's a perfect intimate piece for touring. We'd really love to go international and start having holidays as well.
If the West End wants us, we're there.
But yeah, we're small. We're starting off. Jenna's just been writing a second piece as well, so we'll be starting to explore that in the autumn. But yeah, kind of whatever anyone wants of us. Well, with limitations, I think.
All right, and you guys are on at
C-Cubed at Riddles Court at 5:30 every day except the 12th of August.
And people might not realise, but Riddles Court is actually a new C venue. How are you guys finding it?
It's an absolutely stunning building. It's a little bit tricky to find, but if you're at the top end of the mile near the castle, if you get to the Hub Church, you've gone too far. But it's in a little courtyard, beautiful Georgian space with chandeliers, absolutely stunning. If anything, just come for the ceiling.
Just come for the ceiling. And we do like to ask at the end of these interviews what your audience should see after they have seen your guys' shows. So what should they see?
Oh, for me, the best thing I've seen at the Fringe so far was Kate by Lost Watch Theatre Company. It's at the Pleasance Courtyard at 1:45 every day. It was just beautiful. Get swept away in the Icelandic winds and get your heart broken a little bit at the same time.
And I would say Bloom by Vocal Point Theatre. There are two lads from Glasgow who volunteered a soup kitchen last year, and they tell two true stories from that. And again, it was another heartbreaking one, but absolutely stunningly told.
Jenna and Susie, thank you very much for talking with Fringe Review.
Thank you.